final reading of our text tonight. Can I just say there's something beautiful about reading scripture by candlelight? It's just something moving about it. The crowd came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, Jesus is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Have you ever read a passage of scripture and had an aha moment and think, boy, I really resonate with that? I think as I read the entire gospel of Mark, I have these epiphanies along the way. And tonight is yet another one. Like, the man wants to be healed, and when he hears that Jesus calls his name, he springs to his feet and throws off his cloak and goes to Jesus. Now, the throwing off to the cloak is important. We can't overlook that. There's something about a throwing off of our old self in order to gain a new self in Christ. And it's the motif of Mark, if you look closely enough. When Jesus is on the shore of Galilee, walking along, calling his first disciples, he comes across a couple fishermen. And he says, "Follow me. Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of people." And the text says that the fishermen immediately dropped their nets and followed Jesus. Right? What does that mean? They dropped their nets and followed Jesus. That means they gave up their entire livelihood, everything that they knew, their whole way of living. They dropped it, left it behind. They left something behind that was going to be passed down to, that was passed down to them, and that would be passed down to their sons. And at the voice and request of Jesus, they left it behind and followed him. When Jesus, a little later on in Mark, sends the disciples out for the first time to go and do things on their own, he sends them by two. And he says this, "Take nothing with you except for a staff. No bag of money, no food, no extra clothing." In other words, leave everything behind, right? And in our text tonight, when this man has regained his sight, this doesn't say that he went back to grab his cloak. He left it behind. And I think about that and how it relates to my own journey right now as I prepare for this move, right? There's a lot of sorting going on. There's a lot of decluttering going on. There's going to be a lot left behind, whether it's at the curb or the Salvation Army or the Blue Bus Bin, right? And I think about that, like, what is it spiritually right now that God is asking me to just lay down, to lay it aside, so that he can reveal something new in me, so that he can send me out to do something new. You know, there's a part of me that wants to cling to everything I know and trust and can get away with here, right? But Jesus is saying, no, I want you to be like the blind man. I want you to take off the cloak and leave it behind, whatever that cloak may be. And I think there's times and seasons in our own lives that where Jesus comes to us and says, it's time to let that go, because I have a new adventure for you, or something new for you, or something better for you. And so that question comes not just to me tonight, but to all of us. What is it? What is it that Jesus is asking us to lay aside? What cloak? What old garment? What old habit? Oftentimes we do that at the beginning of the Lent. We give up something, right? But if you look at Mark and look at the things that Jesus is asking his disciples to give up, it's quite astonishing. I ask you, Jesus says, to give up a career, to lay down your nets and follow me. And they do. I ask you to go where I'm going to send you, but take nothing with you. And they do. And in tonight, like this man responds by throwing off the old in order to take on something new. Like he's taking off the spiritual shroud of darkness to receive the physical light of Jesus. And so we are in the midst of Holy Week, soon to celebrate the resurrection. But before we get there, we have to remember the night in which he was betrayed. And when he took bread, gave thanks, blessed it, and broke it, and said, take, this is, and eat, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then he takes the cup. And he said, this is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. For those cloaks, those habits, those things we cling on to. He says, leave those behind you and come and drink from the fountain of everlasting life. For I have something new for you, a new and everlasting covenant, my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And so we come and we pray collectively that God would pour out his Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these common elements of bread and fruit of the vine, that they would become for us the body and blood of Christ, that as we partake in them, we can lay down our old and gain something new for the sake of fulfilling the will of God in our lives. This is our prayer tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. And so, I think we have a couple confirmation students here, correct? Would you both be willing to come up and serve tonight? Come on up. I'm going to give one of you the cup. Who would like the cup? Okay. So that means you have to wash your, get a little wet there. Okay? slide you over a little bit and bring you right over here. All right. Now, I always say to people that are serving, don't be stingy with the bread, okay? Because God wasn't stingy, right? All right. The table has been set. The invitation is extended to all who come. You don't have to be a member of this church or any church to come and receive that this gift of grace, this new life found in Christ. So as you're ready, allow the Spirit to lead you to come. And she will break off a piece of bread and say, the body of Christ broken for you. And then you receive that because grace is never taken, it's only given. And then dip it into the cup where you will say, the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen? Amen. Come, thank you for serving. The blind man regained his sight, but I think more importantly, he gained a new vision because he left his old life and he followed Jesus and he followed the will of Jesus for his life, the calling that was placed on his life. Something to remember as we are in the midst of Holy Week, that God has a new vision for each and every one of us if we're willing to let go of those things that we hold on to and embrace what he has to offer. So may you embrace that vision, that will that God has for your life. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may you go in peace. Amen. Thank you.